To explore our universe, head underground. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Brinkman, professor in the Department of Geology, Environment, and Sustainability at Hofstra University, discusses what caves have to tell us about our planet and even Mars and beyond.
The visit of President Obama and the first family to Carlsbad Caverns National Park comes at a time of a major renaissance for cave research in the United States. Caves in the U.S. hold important clues to our own planet as well as our solar system. Take human exploration of Mars, for instance. When NASA researchers were trying to figure out how to keep astronauts safe on the red planet, they realized that Martian caves would be great sites for base camps and identified caves on Earth that closely replicated the conditions of those on Mars. We need to understand how to live in caves if we are to do so in space. Caves also provide opportunities for mitigating global climate change. Speleologists are studying how deep caves can be used for carbon sequestration, or how the carbon cycle can be modified to enhance carbonate rock formation. Plus, cave formations such as stalactites contain isotopic information about past climate conditions that date back much farther than ice cores and tree rings. Due to their geologic isolation and the extreme competition for resources, caves represent a vast potential for the discovery and identification of new drugs. Currently, 99.8% of all antibiotics we use come from microorganisms found in the environment. Cave biologists are actively on the search for new cures for diseases. The public's perception of cave science has matured in the last few decades. No longer are caves mysterious unknown landforms ripe for exploration. Today, they are the subject of important scientific research that is changing the world. And as the president and his family discovered, sites of great natural beauty that have enchanted visitors for generations.
That was Robert Brinkman of Hofstra University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.